Sorry, I'm late.
No worries. I figured you must be up to something useful in a good waste of your time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were, we got really into watching Tourette's Guy. And,
Tourette's Guy.
So,
yes.
Once you get started, you got to watch everything. And, yeah, so that's what we were doing. And,
sounds like Chewbacca's taking a shit. Tourette's Guy was the best.
I know. So we watched that every once in a while. The reason why we're watching it, they're still making Tourette's guys. Like, you get one randomly every couple of years. It's not the same as it was, you know,
no.
Because you can tell they're like filming it with a phone and they're like, you know, putting like a filter on it to make it seem like it's the old school videos from 2005 or whatever. It's not quite the same, but it's a classic.
There's a lot of
one-liners in there that I say on a daily basis.
Yeah. Tourette's Guy was a classic, man. And I've got, I guess, two comments here. Yeah, YouTube has changed so much. And you can't do the same stuff, man, from 2005. It's all changed, man.
No, it's a different world.
Yeah. Even some of the big YouTubers, some of the, do I dare call it? I don't want to call it the greats, but like David Dobrik, you know, he was really big. I can't go back and watch stuff anymore. I don't think he's that funny. I enjoyed him for maybe like a year and now I'm just over it. But
yeah, there's no, like we always talk about with video games, there's no rewatchability, no replayability like a video game. Like,
yeah.
There has
to be new stuff and it needs to be evolving with the times.
Right. But like you go back and look at like some of this old YouTube, some of it, and maybe it's just because like it's like 20 years old now. It's like, ha 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 ha, this is great.
Yeah. And that's where going back and watching stuff, man, always a good time. So
yeah,
I don't know about you, but I, back in the day, we're talking middle school, high school. I always got all of my funny content off of E-Bomb's World.
Oh, yeah.
Remember E-Bomb's World?
Oh, yeah. Is that still around?
Yeah, I'm on the website right now. I didn't realize it was even still around. Still like almost the same logo as 20 years ago plus or whatever, you know? I mean, it's it's ridiculous, man. And it even like same colors of blue and yellow. And the webpage looks way different now. I mean, this looks... It still looks very 2000-ish if you go to it, Gage. It's just like junk of articles. There's zero like organization to this webpage.
Yeah, this looks like something this is obviously not what I remember the website looking like.
No.
This looks like something that like maybe BuzzFeed would have been in like 2008.
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't know how this website is still operating. I don't really get it.
Yeah, but it's bad.
In which I don't think it really is operating too much, man. If you go into like the video section, there's like each video or whatever has, you know, like one comment or zero comments, maybe one favorite. Like there's one dude surfing this website and he just kind of goes through and drops a comment
here and
there. Clicks
on stuff and it's E-Bomb. Yeah. It's the guy. It's E-Bomb. Yeah, he's on. So I'm curious if somebody owns it. Oh, yes. Yeah, so it's owned now by Via Vumb. I don't know.
No
idea. E-Bomb's World's been around since 1998.
Yeah, great website. Used to be, at least.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to see it in its glory, you know about the Wayback Machine, right?
No. Tell me more.
Really? Oh, my gosh. All right, so there's a thing. It's called the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
It's It's on archive.org. It's on the Internet Archive. It's like an archive of websites through the years. So like if you want to go see what it looked like in 2003 during its glory days, I can guarantee you can go see it. The website's a little slow, the Internet Archive, but like it's so fun to go back and look at old stuff or like I can't remember what I used it for, but like to go back and look at like the Apple Store page the day the iPhone came out, or you know, anytime there's like a big thing that happens, you can go look at it. So I'm gonna go look at Ebum's World here.
Ebum's World. Yeah, E-bums. I remember the very first video, dude, I ever watched on Ebum's World. It was this video called End of the World.
Oh, End of the World. Oh my God. Hold on a minute.
This is the Earth round.
Wait, what
I'm talking about, right?
Okay. So here's the Earth. Chilling. Damn, that is a sweet Earth, you might say. Round. All right. Cooling out, the ice caps melting, meteors becoming crashed into us.
Anyway, yeah, I had that video pulled up.
Oh, yeah. So that was the very first video, man, that I recall was like, I used the internet to go find something funny, entertaining, and just like, rather than like burning CDs and, you know, whatever.
And 2000s things.
Yeah. When I was still trying to figure out what even like burning a CD meant. I remember the first time my friend ever was like, you know, I asked him what he was doing for the weekend. He was like, oh, I'm going to go burn some CDs. And I was like, why would you do that? That isn't even... You're going to light them on fire, dude?
It's like, not cool, man. It's not good to burn plastic.
Bro? He's like, no, dude, I'm going to burn them. And I was like, yeah, I know. I heard you. Why would you do that? No, dude, I'm putting songs on a CD. And I was like, I don't understand what you're talking about right now. Literally, I don't get it.
How are you burning them?
Yeah, like with a lighter? Like what? And that puts a song on it? Like I was so confused. So I had to go home and jump on ye old internet with a good old dial up, you know. Yep. And then get disconnected because my mom was on the phone or some shit. And, you know. And then when I finally got the opportunity, man, I went on to E-Bomb's World and I watched this amazing video of End of the World. And that was the start of that
game. It was a game changer, yeah, for sure.
Shortly after that, watched some, you know, the Badger song came out, another historic, historic video. Badger, mushroom, a Badger. And that's like what all of fucking
that's what the internet was.
That's just what the internet was. Just full of super dumb shit. And then there was the gummy bear song.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm a gummy bear. That one?
No. He's, it's this gummy bear.
Right.
I gotta try and find it now, but he's like dancing along and he's like... I'm so happy because I'm a gummy bear.
Gummy bear. I saw that on, and that's from from Robot Chicken.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Where he gets his foot in the bear trap or whatever.
Yeah. And then he screams his head off. Yeah.
Yeah. That's totally from Adult Swim on Robot Chicken. But the first place I saw it was online on Digg.com, D-I-G-G. Yes. And they'd post random stuff like that there.
Yeah, and I remember watching that, I think. That was either on YouTube or E-Bomb's World. I don't know. It came across one of those websites. But I feel like, man, E-Bomb's was my go-to for the longest time. And then, you know, I was forced into, believe this or not, Gage, this is just how old I guess I am. But, yes. Yeah.
Come on now, you're not that old.
I can remember vivid as it was if it was yesterday, dude. When I had one of my second girlfriend in high school, she had found out about Facebook and she was like, oh yeah, but it's only for college students. So
high
schoolers are creating profiles and faking what college they go to, or if they've applied, you could still sign up for Facebook. And she's like, it's so cool. You get to talk to all these college kids and pretend like you're in college. And she had made me a fake Facebook account and said that I had went to CSU. And I was a part of Facebook, man, before it went like broke out of college and went like super public. That's how old I am. And now Facebook is like kind of dying, you know?
Yeah, and it's just not, it's just turned into a place where people share too many opinions.
Yeah.
It's not, I think I need to go back on there actually and like log back in and reactivate my account just so I can go back. Cause I know there's old pictures that I've put up there that I like, I have no other copies of. So I want to go get them off of there. So like I have them.
Yeah. My problem is, I mean, I'm still on Facebook. I use Facebook more than like, I like a lot of, you know, even Mitch, right? He uses Snapchat over everything else. I don't get that. I don't understand why you would want to use Snapchat as your primary, like how to message friends, how to talk to them, sending them pictures with a message. Sounds exhausting, you know?
Yeah.
Like fucking either just text me, bro, or don't text me at all, you know? And if you want to find some funny memes for me, go to Facebook. That's it. Right? that's about it. But I don't understand all the other social media platforms, really. You know, I was around for Facebook when it first came out before it went public, man. And I've always kind of just like stuck there. But my biggest problem with Facebook, because of that very fact, is I have pictures on there that are so old, dude. So old. When I was like 16, 17, like long hair, greasy long hair, looked like a disgusting acne cover, just drug addict rebel kid that, you know, life was in the gutter and I was just a privileged white kid.
You were a troubled youth.
Sure. Yeah. And those pictures are still up there. And I tell myself all the time, I need to go back and take them down, because now in my professional career, people find me all the time. I forget that most of my company, man, is like my age plus, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, whatever. And they're all on Facebook. They all find me all the time. And they all make comments all the time about like, found you on Facebook, dude. You got some weird pictures on your profile. I'm like, why are you fucking stalking me, you loser?
Why are you creeping that deep where you're back in 2005 looking at my pictures?
Yeah. Don't you have something better to do on E-Bombs World? Get the fuck out of here. So that's my problem. That's the age I'm at, bro. I struggle with that right now, you know?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. That's part of the reason why I got rid of mine. It's like, people don't need to see this stuff anymore. I've grown up.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you, though?
What? Yeah. Obviously.
A little bit. Yeah. We've all grown up a little bit, but internally, Gage.
Can't you see this?
No, we haven't.
Patchy facial hair that indicates maturity.
Yeah. And then if someone makes a fart noise, you laugh at it still. And, you know, and that's.
No, that doesn't sound anything like.
Yeah, haven't changed a bit, and I love every second of it, man. You know, video games and farts, that's all my life consists of.
You're just better at hiding it now, maybe, you know.
Yeah And
people,
but
don't
we still
need to know.
No, they don't. And we do very grown-up things, man.
Golf.
Yeah.
We drink IPAs.
Help people in need.
We have a podcast. I can't think of anything more adult than that.
Dude, you made the front cover of a company's newsletter that you don't even work for. That's how good you are at adulting.
What can I say? It's like the second greatest achievement in my life. next to being in a magazine one time.
So to give a little more backstory to this, I texted Gage today because when we missed the podcast 2 weeks ago because of the tornado that happened in Highlands Ranch, we had helped a bunch of people out. I had one of my coworkers come and help me. So I sent Gage a picture because they released the July, my company's July newspaper. It's only an internal thing. And they had taken the email that I sent to my boss with some pictures of like me, Gage, Patrick, a few other people, these like fucked up trees and this little backstory. Like,
it is a great little pic with all the trees in the background. I'm looking at it again now. Yeah, I'm looking at how giant Patrick looks.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I didn't even send you the rest of it. Let me send you the rest of the article.
I want to check that out.
Because they dropped also two more pictures. And if you look at the other two pictures, Gage, you'll definitely recognize the two pictures down below. But they gave the full story because they had like done a little interview on me and they're like, oh, wow. Oh, what'd you do? Oh, wow. That's so cool. Oh, so you can read that later. But then there are these pictures.
That's a good pick, that one with somebody like hauling that fence in the picture.
Yeah. I caught that picture, man, like just at the right time. And then my buddy Josh is holding a chainsaw, like cutting trees up and crap. And so Gage made the front letter of this little newsletter, company newsletter that goes out to like, I don't know, Gage. It goes out to like 170 people or something like that.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. In your company shirt. You're wearing your company shirt,
I know,
too. That's the best,
and it
part.
It is filthy, too, like looking at it. There's like a big old like stripe of dirt and sap on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks like we were sweating our ass off just like, you know, we were getting stuff done. So, but yeah, it goes over a little backstory, or whatever. Like I said, you can read that later.
I'm gonna go read that to my girlfriend. That's a bedtime story right there.
Yeah.
Baby, let me show you something.
That's pretty famous now.
You know, made it to the big times.
Made it to the big leagues. Not only, baby, do I have a YouTube channel that's monetized.
That's right.
But I'm also on newsletters now.
Yeah. You know? So don't be surprised if the next time we go out, I get recognized. But I got to wear my work shirt.
Yeah.
And use my YouTube voice.
I know. I love your YouTube voice. I was telling a friend the other day, I was like, yeah, my business partner, he's got a YouTube voice and I don't. I just use.
You do.
My regular voice because. It's a little bit like deeper because I had some people tell me when I was doing like voiceovers, they're like, man, dude, when you kind of drop your voice, you sound like a podcast or like a radio host.
Right.
Like
right.
You should.
And that's
be.
Why that's why we need to get you like a good like Shure SM7B that can really utilize that nice
lower
voice you have, because I don't have that kind of voice.
Yeah. And that's maybe I'll need your expertise on that, Gage, because I don't know enough about that. But I do. And you'll hear it in this Friday's video, Gage. Mm-hmm. I brought out the incredibly, seriously, if this video doesn't do well, I'm going to be very sad. So sad. I don't know what hit me. Sorry. And we're shifting gears here. You know, I'm going to come back to this, Gage, but these are all the grown up things we're doing these days. That's what we're originally talking about, right? We're on newsletters, YouTube, all this stuff, but E-Bombs
World famous,
dude. E-Bombs World. Do you remember the very first YouTube video you ever watched?
I do, actually, because
you do.
So I remember watching videos on Yahoo Videos before YouTube, and like YouTube was around, but like I didn't ever go to YouTube. And then I was at my cousin's house, and it would have been probably 2005, maybe 2006, right around when YouTube started in 2005. And the first video I remember watching on there when my cousin showed me was the Grape Stomp Lady. When she
I know this one.
Hold on. I'll pull it up and I'll just play it over there, because anybody who's close to our age, and you'll remember it.
Okay. All right. I believe you. I believe in you.
Okay. Hold on. I don't think the original one's even on here anymore. Oh, here it is. 16 years ago, it says. There might be another one. Anyway, hold on. Let me make sure the volume's at the proper level so it doesn't blow our ears out. You ready?
Yeah. Yep.
And one of the things that's done is right here, these buckets are filled with grapes. What kind of grapes?
These are filled with Chamberson grapes. And
do you
the
remember
winner this Saturday who stomps the most juice will actually
go. I'll fast forward a little bit here.
And whoever stomps the most juice wins an overnight stay, but it's not the only thing you can do.
The measuring cups are down below, right?
Measuring cups are down below.
All right.
Don't remember it yet?
If you win, you get to stay at Chateau Alain. And what else do you have going on here?
Well, if grape stomping is not your thing, you can come and spend the day listening to live music, eating international food, having wine tours and tasting, vineyard tours, seminars, arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun, a whole day.
Stop.
I should have shared my screen.
I can't breathe. Stop.
And then it cuts back. So this is a news story. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I remember it now.
It was such a popular YouTube video back in the day that they made fun of it in Family Guy. Where Stewie is the one that falls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's like one of the first things I remember watching is that.
Dude, that's fantastic. I love it. Yeah. I don't really remember when I started watching YouTube, like a lot, or my first YouTube video. I feel like it just kind of randomly. Like organically happened one day, just searching Google for probably Diablo stuff, more than likely something Diablo.
Before Google bought YouTube, they had Google Video. I remember watching one of the things I always remember watching on Google Video was Farting Preacher.
Farting Preacher? I don't know if I heard this one.
Hold on. I'll actually share my screen because this one is definitely better. Viewed then heard. Okay. Here we go. Oh, all right. You ready?
All right. Yep.
So this video was posted 15 years ago. It was on Yahoo Video before. It was on Google Video before.
The next few moments of our program. I have decreeing faith for you. I'm just wild enough to do what God said. That's why results happen. I'm not talking about figuring it out with your brains. I'm talking about trust.
So anyway, you get the idea.
Yeah.
It's a preacher who has very good facial expressions, is very animated when he talks, and makes a lot of like faces. So somebody just put fart noises over it, probably using like Windows Movie Maker or whatever. And we had hours of entertainment over it, to the point where when my aunt comes over still, like she comes over once a year or whatever, this is the video she wants to see because she remembers us just like dying laughing about it because it's just the funniest thing. Because, like, you know, the internet can be a kind of mean place at times. Like, this is pretty harmless. It's just like they put they put fart noises over the preacher.
Yeah, it had 1.1 million views. That's the best part, man.
Right.
What? You know what, Gage? If you run out of ideas, create a video, man. A short just putting fart noises over other people's videos just for shits and giggles.
That'll go over well. Yeah, people will love it.
Yeah, just see what happens, yeah. dude. What's the worst yeah. that could happen? Yeah.
So you... Sorry. I was going to say...
No, go ahead.
You were big on E-bombs world. I was an albino black sheep person.
Ah.
And that's where I got all my Flash videos and Flash games and that kind of thing, including Charlie the Unicorn. And they had End of the World on there. And yeah. It's still around and it's pretty similar to how it used to look, actually. They haven't really changed a whole lot. But yeah, that's what I remember watching stuff on there. And then like I'm on their YouTube channel now and they've got a lot of the old Flash videos on here. And like there's one on here called The Evil Strawberry. Do you remember that one?
No.
It's really bad. I won't even play it. It's just like a really bad animation.
Well, but that's all the internet was back then. Just really bad everything. Didn't matter.
You good taters. What's taters, Brussels? What's taters, huh?
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them, boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them, boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them, potato, 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 potato.
And this, I remember watching this kind of stuff before, like when we had dial up, and I remember waiting for like 5 minutes to load, and then we would just watch it like on repeat.
Just
yeah. Because we were just like, oh my God. And my parents were probably just in the other room, like, oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, dude, the internet was just so weird back in the day, man. It just had corny, junky stuff. If you were one of the originals, though, on building a website, on YouTube, on whatever it was, man, you're probably just filthy rich. I mean, that's just how the internet is, though, now, you know. NFTs, some of the first people to create NFTs, filthy rich, you know. Some of the first Facebook accounts, Twitter accounts out there, filthy rich, you know. The original owner of E-bombs world, probably filthy rich, right? Just ridiculous stuff, man.
And you just got to be there early.
Yeah, that's all, man. And even Vine. Remember, like, Vine isn't even all that old, but even Vine?
Yeah.
This is, they retired. The website doesn't even exist anymore. They archived it.
It's been dead for, like, 5 years now. Yeah. Maybe more.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy, man. It's just all gone. So, Gage, did you ever have to deal with, I guess, dial-up internet? Do you remember playing video games prior to even having internet and what that was like?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, I definitely remember playing video games without internet, but I never played. I mean, I know like Age of Empires and stuff back in the day, you could play online via dial up with people. That's part of the reason why there were certain restrictions playing online and they're worried about the game being too big for online. Because, yeah, everybody was just on dial up. But I never played online with dial up. I remember. Okay. Like one time, so like this is our old like first computer, and I remember we were able to, you could use it as like, you know, obviously you had dial up, but you could use it as a phone. It's like you could make a phone call through the computer because, you know, it's hooked up to the phone line. But like as a kid, I remember being like, I remember calling my grandparents on it and being like, oh my God, I'm talking to my grandparents through a computer.
Now look at you now. You make fart noises through the computer.
Yep. My grandparents would be proud.
so proud, dude. Some of the very early video games, dude, that I ever remember playing on PC. None of them were internet, but I played the ever-living shit out of Sim Theme Park. Then there was Sim, what was it? Like Ant, I think. Sim. Okay. Well, I'm trying to. Yeah, Sim Ant. Yeah. Oh, Sim Ant, dude, was so good.
What did you
so
do?
So good.
Sim Ant?
Yeah, Sim Ant. I will have to just download an emulator and send it over to you one day to go ahead and play.
Okay.
It was
It's on abandoned wire, so you could just download it and play it if you got a DOS box or something.
Yeah, I'll figure out how to get it over to you, but you could go underground, or and you had to go above ground to collect food and all this stuff, and spiders would eat you and whatever. You had to be careful. It was a great game. But the other two games, though, man, that I probably played. Well, no, the number one that I played the absolute most out of any other video game, though, was Sim Tower on PC.
Yeah,
dude, Sim Tower was it was my crack for sure when I was a kid. Me and my brothers would like fight over who got to sit on the Mac to play Sim Tower for like literally like an entire day. We would just sit there. Parents would just get so pissed and just fucking, oh my God, just so mad at us for playing Sim Tower. But even just like looking at a picture of this, man, makes me want to go download it and.
Yeah, you can. It. So on myabandonware.com, they have a built-in player. You can just play it online. You don't even have to download it.
Ooh, what was the website? So,
myabandonware.com. It's fantastic. There's tons of just abandoned games that aren't updated and stuff anymore. So you can go on there and get just bizarre games that you remember from your childhood.
Oh, it's great. Look at you, dude. Oh, my God. This is... We're going to have to end this podcast early.
They got some good stuff on there.
Yeah. Well, now I'm looking at Sim Tower. Perfect. Locked and loaded. Ready to go for after we're done with this. Yeah. Yeah. And then there was a Star Wars game, man, that was a lot like Rogue Squadron that I played a lot. Because my dad loved it, and because we bought a joystick, so then he would like fly around the spaceships and stuff, and he absolutely loved doing that too. So it was a lot of fun to do. But those are like some of my best memories, at least through like elementary school. Once I got into middle school, all of middle school, dude. That's like when E-Bombs World came up. That's when I started playing Diablo 2: Lord of Destruction. Right. Online, just my entire summer, dude. It was just like StarCraft and Diablo 2. StarCraft, Diablo 2. That was it. I did nothing else. I played those two games religiously all summer. Get home from a swim meet, a competitive swim meet, Diablo 2 or StarCraft. That was it. And that consisted of almost my entire like middle school. And then high school, man, it was just all Halo. Halo, Halo, Halo. Sure. Call of Duty, Call of Duty, Call of Duty. That was it. That's my entire life. There you go, Gage.
Video games. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I remember as a kid, obviously playing. I mean, we played SimCity. We played Rollercoaster Tycoon, and we played a lot of like Microsoft Combat Flight Simulator. So it's like it takes place World War II. You go blow up the Germans. It was a lot of fun.
There you go.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. So I remember that kind of stuff. And then there was, this is one I want to do a video on. It was called The Neverhood.
The Neverhood?
And just Google it really quick. It's like a claymation video game. It is really, really weird. And I know this one's on Abandonware because I've downloaded it and I've beaten it. And it's kind of like a puzzle game where you have to figure stuff out. But because of like how it looked and that kind of stuff, like it stands out in my memory a ton, even though, I mean, realistically, we probably only ever played it like 10 hours, but I remember it like almost more than any other game because of how weird it is and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that, man. This is very claymation. This looks almost like Robot Chicken, but on PlayStation.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a really good way to describe it. And like, there's stupid stuff in it that makes me laugh, like where you can go up to this tree and eat like these berries off of it. And like the first time you eat it, he just like burps. He's like burp. And then the next time he burps and it's like burp. And then the next time you do it and he just stands there and burps for like 30 seconds. And I remember just being a kid like, oh, my God.
dude,
I'm going to make a
fantastic
video on it because it's so weird, but it is such a funny game.
So weird, but so entertaining and so just
Yeah.
It brings all the good childhood feels back, you know?
Yeah. And I think it was one of those, it was like an indie game at the time, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it was maybe Westwood or something. I can't remember who developed it, but, or I mean, who published it, but yeah, it was a weird game.
Yeah. Well, and so there was a lot of them.
DreamWorks
out
Interactive published it.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Okay. I don't even know who that is, but okay.
It's, you know, DreamWorks make like people that made Shrek. That was their video game division.
Oh.
They're not around anymore. Somebody bought them or something.
Yeah, that would make sense, man. Yeah. Well, and that's just where the times change, Gage, you know? Kind of like back in the day. I'm gonna dive back into YouTube here just very briefly, and then I've got a good gaming update.
Oh, but before your update, I got one more video to ask if you remember, but go ahead.
Okay. No. Go. We'll do your video and then I'll jump into this YouTube stuff.
This is one that I remember from Albino Black Sheep. It's on YouTube now, but it's called The Llama Song. Do you remember that?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Ready?
So anyway, bad.
You get the point.
so bad, dude. Oh my God. How many hours do you think you spent as a kid just on all of this stuff, man? Just like, you know, wasting your summers away looking up this useless junk.
No. And now it's like coming back to me now. I remember another one called Swifty 5. I don't remember that one. It's really dumb. And it's just like a song that somebody made. And like, it just goes like this.
Hey, little girl.
Oh, it's really quiet.
Do you want to know a secret? Because I know one.
Well, whatever.
So good.
He just sings.
It's so good.
You ready to hear it, baby? 27, hey, 27, 37. What you say?
Dude.
That's it. And it's just like cheesy animation from like Microsoft Paint. And it was uploaded 16 years ago.
Hell yeah. Hell
yeah. And this was somebody uploaded it. Apparently it's from somebody named Group X made it. But anyway.
Group
and
X.
Somebody's, here's the top comment. It feels like it's been shifty 5 years since this came out.
Oh, people even just saying dumb shit to, you know, just tap into it, man.
Anyway.
I love it. All right. So, times are changing, Gage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I want to dive back 6 months ago. Not 20 years ago, but just 6 months ago.
It's a long time, dude.
I know.
I remember stuff from 20 years ago better than I do 6 months ago. So.
Well, I just want to recap. Don't worry. I'll help refresh your memory. Maybe some of this will come back to you here. Because I want to dive back just 6 months ago, 7 months ago. Stats of what people have said, where we're at today, and where we think we could go with our YouTube channel, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So it was really funny. Like, right, we embarked, me and Gage embarked on this this whole thing to start this podcast. And it was just for fun. It was
and,
a little
and Mitch. Mitch was around for the podcast.
Yeah, Mitch was there too. And it started out as like guys, we're always just like shooting the shit and talking about video games and stuff and cracking jokes and having a good time. Why don't we just record it and put it on the internet and just see what happens, man?
See what happens.
See what happens. Did you back then, Gage, ever imagine making a single dollar on any of it?
Well, that first dollar on Spotify came or on Anchor came pretty quick. So I thought at the time we'd be rolling in it from the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured we'd have at least $50 by now, but we got at nothing least. From that.
Nothing. In fact, we needed $10 exactly in order to withdraw the money, the funds from Anchor/Spotify to roll it into one of our bank accounts. They stopped us at $9 and said, oh, you don't meet the requirements. What the fuck? Yeah.
After 2.5 years of hard work,
fucking
we were demonetized.
Dude. Oh my God. What a ball of disappointment, man. That was just some crazy shit, dude. It was so disappointing in so many ways.
Yep.
But that's okay. Because what did we do? We got back on our feet and we said,
we got back into our gaming chairs.
Yeah, we said no to the man, and we said not today, devil. we're not gonna let you put us down. So then we made the decision to give YouTube a shot
for real, you know, this time
for real. Well, and because at first, let's rewind here too, Gage, right? I remember at first we were like, I don't know, man. You were like, I've got my own channel. I had my own channel. We were like, let's just post stuff to our own channels, just kind of see how it goes. And I was like, nah, right. I don't know, man. Let's put it all in one spot. We'll figure it out. We don't know what we're doing. Let's just fuck. Yeah, but I don't know. We were both skeptical, and then we both said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just give it a shot.
Do it.
Right.
Right.
Do it. Do it. And do so it. Do it. And so we embarked on this adventure, and I remember, man, like it was literally fucking yesterday. And I'm looking at the stats right now. We started posting videos again in January. Right? In January, we posted a video. It was literally on like January 1st or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. January 1st.
Yeah.
I posted a short on building a roadway system for City Skylines. I went back and I looked at a bunch of our shorts there at the beginning, man. They sucked. I don't know. We had no idea what we were doing. They all sucked. They weren't
that bad.
I thought they sucked. I went back and looked and I was like, man, these are all terrible, man. The audio's terrible. The video's terrible. It's like, it's not terrible, but it's like, it's terrible compared to the content that we do now. This was just 6 months ago, you know?
Yeah, we were just having fun.
Yeah, we were having fun. Now that we're taking it more seriously, man, our production has been upgraded. Our audio sounds better. The videos look better. All of this stuff. And I was looking at the stats the other day, Gage. This is phenomenal, man. I love it. Looking back at like January 1st there or 2nd, whatever it was. All we had, man, was just like, you know, here's one subscriber. Here's one. Oh, super excited. We had 5 subscribers on January 2nd. Woohoo. 0000000. Up to 0003000000000. And then boom, the magic happened, Gage.
Bam.
Bam. You released a video.
They found our OnlyFans page.
Yep.
And it said on there to check out our YouTube channel. And that's all it took.
All hell broke. All hell broke loose, my friend. All of hell broke loose. And now, I don't know if you look at this stuff, Gage. Like, I like to look at the analytics of all this stuff. It's ridiculous, dude. It is ridiculous. We were averaging like, oh, you have 28% more subscribers than you did 28 days ago.
Right.
Oh, you have bunch of negative percent. You have 60% less views out of 100 views than you did 28 days ago.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, Gage, for the past like month, it literally just posts because it can't even calculate it. It literally just says you are 1,000% more than the previous 28 days in watch time hours. You're 1,000% more subscribers than the previous 28 days. Because it literally was like, it just like, it snapped. It just clicked. It boomed. Yeah. You posted your video, dude, and everything just went off. And that was that. You know?
And no complaints about that. It's just lucky, man.
I don't think so. I think you knew what you were doing this whole time.
I don't think so, because the next video didn't do very good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust this system in the first week or 2 weeks. Hell, the first month you post anything. It took my Diablo 4 best class tier system like 3 weeks to pop off, and all of a sudden it took off. It's like 60,000 views. The best part is someone commented on it today.
I saw that.
This tier system is trash, bro. I'm like,
it's like, yeah.
What? Bro, there's a pinned comment that literally says, this shit's old. Don't watch this video.
That's the problem with like shorts. Is like when you're scrolling through shorts, there's no date or anything on them. You know, like you have no idea when somebody posted that. So like, you know, somebody could say like, breaking news. I'm trying to think of something that happened like 3 years ago. COVID. First COVID case in the United States. And you'd be like, oh my God. And then you're like, wow, that's 3 years ago.
COVID happened again.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so, it's crazy, man, to think, okay, and now get this too, right, Gage? This part is really kind of astonishing here. If you look at, I don't know how to actually break this down. If you look at the videos that we have posted, and at least if I'm counting this right, do you render all of your videos to one spot?
What do you mean?
Like all of your finished videos into one file in your computer?
No. I have individual files or individual folders for each video I make.
Okay. So they say on average, and this is coming from Gage, like people that literally do YouTube for a living, that they're content creators on video game stuff. Mr. B says this. Guys that are like contractors with YouTube, they say it takes about 100 videos to get monetized. 100 videos. They say don't talk to anyone, don't complain, don't bitch until you've posted 100 videos. When you've posted 100 videos and you are not monetized, then you can start complaining and seeking help. Because at that point, man, now you've put out enough content, you should know the system. And if you don't know it, then you need help. If you can get monetized in 100 videos, then you're right along the track there. According to my finished videos folder here, Gage, I've only made 15 videos.
Let me look here.
That makes sense. It's been 6 months. We've traded off weeks that we've posted the full videos. If it's been, we'll call it 7 months, it's been about 30 weeks.
Yeah, I have 13 full-length videos.
Yeah. So me and you were able to crush it and get monetized in less than half of the time that the professionals recommend, only because of how incredibly fucking hard we are on ourselves and each other. That's the full loop here of this entire thing, man. Me and you are literally so fucking hard on each other when that didn't come out right. Me and you are so
I mean, it's the truth, man.
Oh shit, that did not come out right. Me and you are you can't say shit like that on the internet anymore, dude. Not appropriate.
Grow up, Robert.
I can't. Oh shit. No, anyway. Me and you are literally so harsh.
It's better.
And strict on not only ourselves, but each other, where we give each other right advice, recommendations. Bro, turn down the music. Your fucking video is not supposed to be about the music, right? Like, let's do a better intro, less intro. Fucking post it at 6 a.m., not 10 or 12, or change this, or better outro, you know, less garbage, more to the point, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We were able to do this, right? And now, just because people love hearing these kinds of stats, right? How much does YouTube pay a really small YouTube channel? Well, we have been officially monetized since the 29th of June.
Okay. It's been that long already? I thought it was like Monday.
Not even 1 week. No. Tomorrow, it was last Thursday, we technically had been approved for monetization.
Okay.
I remember you texted me. I was in the mountains.
Yeah, I took a picture of it that morning. Yeah.
Yeah, Friday morning. You were like, dude, holy shit. And so Friday morning when I woke up and I was checking my text messages and I was in the mountains. So we haven't even been fully monetized for 1 week yet. It's
nice.
Just been a total of, and we've only collected, mind you, this too, on Friday, last Friday, we were technically only like monetized with our videos being active with ads for like half a day, not even like a quarter of a day. So we only harnessed like, we only got a dollar last Friday because we monetized like more than halfway through the day. So in reality, man, we've only been collecting money for four days. And so far we're sitting at $21. We have almost made three times as much money on the YouTube channel in 5 days than it took us 2.5 years with the podcast to make $9. So far, our endeavors gauge has brought us in a 2.5 year span, a whopping $30.
And how much money have we put into this, Robert?
Oh, God, dude, so much money. So much money. And the best part, too, is like me and you text each other and we're like, yeah, we're going to get mics. We met up and talked about it and had beers. We're going to get better mics. We're going to get stream decks. We're going to get better monitors. I'm going to get a graphics card. We're spending money before we even
card.
We're spending money before we even have it.
Look, sometimes you just got to fake it till you make it. And Robert, we have made it.
We have
$20, baby.
We have officially fucking made it, sir. But if this continues right now, Gage, which I'm assuming that we'll eventually start making like more money along the road, because in what we're averaging right now, we're doing a great job in what we're averaging. You know, it's like $5 a day or whatever. Dude, that's enough. It's passive. That's the best part. It's passive. I mean, I put in a shitload of work this week on this video because ever since I saw the money start flowing in, dude, something clicked and I was like, I need to put out a video that's like 100 times better than what I've been doing. Literally 100 times fucking better. That's why I'm going to be really sad if this video doesn't do well, which it probably won't. So I'm just going to set the expectations right here for myself. But now we sit here and we went from harnessing maybe like 1 to 5 subscribers a day, 0 to 5 subscribers a day. Now we average, we haven't had a single day where we got less than 10, basically.
Nice.
In the past, call it almost like 3 weeks now.
Or two weeks. A couple days in there where we got like 300.
Yeah. 300. We were able to achieve, and this is for anyone out there that inspires to, I guess, be a YouTuber. We were able to hit our
requirement for 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours in a matter of 4 days because of one, not because of one video, but basically one video that really kind of like fired it all off.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you look at like our view counts on other videos, it's like, oh, 500 views, oh, 700 views, 122,000 views, 100 views, 328 views. There's one that's just like, eh.
Way out there, way, way the fuck out there. But and when you look at this, though, too, and I would like to YouTube doesn't say it specifically, but it does say that there's a lot of subscribers just coming from, it says videos, then subscribers from shorts, then from other. The subscribers from videos has, it's sitting at like 700 or something like that, 800. From shorts, it's like 200 or 300. And then right. Other, it's another like, you know, 200 or whatever it is. And I think that other, man, is from people coming over from like Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, yeah. All that stuff, in which MeEngage found a system where it's one website you upload your short to and it'll just post it to TikTok, Facebook and Instagram all at once.
That was all you, so man.
You don't have.
You run all that stuff, so.
Yeah, sure, but it's whatever, but we're a team. So we found it, we did it, we do it, and Gage just uploads his videos to YouTube from my phone. I download it real quick, and I literally throw it into the app, and that's it, right? And I think we harness a bunch of subscribers from that, too, and a lot of views, actually, because those, if they play a YouTube short link on another website, even if it's Facebook, Instagram, that still counts as views on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all of this stuff combined, man, once you get into the groove or the system where now MeEngage can edit videos a little bit quicker, we understand a little bit better what makes quality and all this shit, how to like get more views, more subscribers.
Is it cold? I was going to go read comments. Go ahead. I'm listening.
It just kind of blew up. What video are we going back to? Oh, your SimCity one?
I wanted to see. I was looking at my misspelled words. I wanted to see how that comment was doing.
How is it doing?
It's got 438 likes. The guy said, you know, you misspelled brief in the thumbnail. And yeah, 438 likes. But from what I've seen, nobody else has made that comment because I pinned that one at the top.
There you go. There you go. You avoided a disaster.
That's it. That's all it took. So now I do have a YouTube here channel. We're going to just bring this out on the podcast so everybody can listen into it. Obviously, we changed the name of the YouTube channel.
Yep.
From Tech Brews Games to the Bit Garage, in a way to get away from having alcohol related content in the title. We were concerned about what would happen with YouTube if we had, you know, alcohol in the name. So we got away from it. But now, Robert, here's the question. Do we keep the podcast the same name or do we change it?
That's a great question, Gage. That's one that I don't think I can answer. I think only the podcast subscribers and listeners can answer that one, because I don't personally think it needs to change, but it could, and it would make sense to do it. But it's also just, it's the original though, and it doesn't really need to change unless. This one circumstance, which me and you have talked about, and we've talked about, if YouTube goes big enough that it pays for a garage in a podcast studio, we will start podcasting episodes live and recording the episodes or doing them live or whatever and posting them on YouTube. And at that point, we would have to change it.
Yeah. Unless then we just have another option. YouTube channel just for the podcast. But
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. And so at that point, we will have to change it. So but even those episodes, we could just pull the audio and still upload it
to the podcast and leave it Tech Brews Games. So, but we're going to leave a poll for everyone on this episode. And we'd love to hear from you guys. Do we leave it Tech Brews Games as it has been for 2.5 years? Or do we change it over to our new label, the Bit Garage? In which, too, Gage, you don't even know this yet, but I created a cool little kind of, me and you are going to have to expand on this quite a bit because I didn't get the most time to spend on it, but there's a little outro picture kind of video, I guess, little clip at the end of this Friday's YouTube video.
Okay.
That is going, me and you have talked about this before a little bit in, it's kind of driven towards almost the old label and the new label that I found inspiring because it's also video game related to Cyberpunk. So you might enjoy it. You might not. I don't know. I made it. I liked it.
Cool.
It is what it is. So
nice.
What are your thoughts
on what?
Do you want to change it or leave it?
Oh, and the podcast? I'm fine with leaving it how it is, but we'll let the fans, all 12 of our subscribers, decide. I don't know. I guess I'm not really worried about it because it's not like we really go on YouTube and say, like, check out our podcast. Like, we don't do that anymore, right? Because no. I think when we first started doing YouTube, we were like, this could be a way to grow our podcast. And now we're just sort of like, people will go to the podcast eventually.
Yeah, the podcast is just kind of the podcast at this point. It's its own little thing and entity, and YouTube is its own other little thing. And, you know, it's too difficult to try and make one coincide with the other, and it doesn't make sense. But right. Having them separate does make sense. But if you are a fan of the YouTube channel or a fan of the podcast, you've been following us for long enough, you do know about both of them. And you can choose if you want to go to either or. It doesn't matter, you know. So.
And they have the same initials. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
TBG.
Oh, my God. What a struggle that was. We literally were like, I don't fucking know.
I don't know, man. And we're just like coming up with dumb things.
Yeah. Until literally we were like, what are we doing? Just ask AI. It'll figure it out for us. And then we punched it in a few times. It came up with like 100,000 names or whatever, you know, and then we just kind of like surfed through some, came up with a few, spit back some ideas for a little bit, couple weeks.
Well, and that's kind of the nice thing with like the AI, even if you don't use it, because like we didn't use an actual AI name, it at least gets you thinking outside of the box, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely helped us. It helped a lot. It at least got things moving in the right direction. So, because we were struggling hard there. But, all right. I got a news update for you, Gage.
Oh.
Coming at you live from the Tech Brews Games studio, it's the Nightly News with Gage and Robert.
And Mitch.
Bringing you today's most important stories.
Can we go back and edit that? And it's like, and Mitch, and then I'll do another edit on top of that. That just says, just kidding. He's not here anymore.
He's not here. And then when he is here, we have another one. Gage and Robert and Mitch.
Just kidding.
Mitch isn't here. Oh, wait, Mitch is here tonight.
Wait, he's back again. Yeah.
But then I'm going to have all these different buttons and I'm never going to hit the right one. I already screwed up enough.
No, it's fine. You can just save those old ones, put them, store them away somewhere, and then just use the new ones. And that'll be the running podcast joke is how many times does Mitch leave and come back from the podcast?
And it just gets longer and longer.
Yeah.
So 10 years from now, when we're still doing this and it's like 20 minutes long, that's half the podcast is just that intro. He's here. Nope. No, he's not here. Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's back again. Just kidding. No, nope, he left nope, again. Nope, nope. Wait, everyone. Guess he's back. Nope.
Whoa, he was abducted by aliens.
No, he left. He moved. Wait, he's here again. Yeah, it would be hilarious. It'd literally just be the running joke of the entire podcast.
I like it.
So the news I have for you tonight, Gage, because we haven't followed up on this in a while, is related to Grand Theft Auto 6, my friend.
Oh, hey. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a whole lot, but it's just a little bit, some teaser stuff for you. So GTA 6, the official maps have been released for it. Well, not official, but we think that it's official. You know, they haven't labeled it official yet, but the map for GTA 6. So we all know it's going to take place in Vice City. That's a for sure thing. Right. Super excited, man, to get back into Vice City. Vice City was one of my favorite Grand Theft Autos. San Andreas was awesome, too. Just in terms of maps, you know, GTA 5 had a great map. A lot of fun. Massive, yeah. Right? Ridiculous how big it was. GTA 6 map, dude, it's supposed to be 3 times the size of GTA 5.
Sweet.
That is stupid. Stupid, dude, how big that is.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, looking at, I'm all for it too, man. Looking at the map, there will be a total of one large island, 2 small lakes. Then surrounding it, there will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 small islands surrounding the big one, basically.
Okay.
The city itself of Vice City really isn't all that big, according to what is shown on the map right now. But there is rumor that it's not just going to be Vice City, that some of the islands along the outer rim of the map will actually be Cuba, and that you'll be able to fly over to Cuba to go, I don't know, fight some drug lords or some shit,
right?
You know, buy a cigar shop. You know, I don't know.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. And so they also, man, are starting to speculate based off of what some social media guys found out from some very loyal leaked usernames on like Reddit and Twitter and stuff. Is the reason why we haven't heard a whole lot about GTA 6 and why they haven't seen too many leaks or trailers or all this kind of stuff, and it's been a while, or why we're starting to see like more and more leaks. Originally, man, everyone thought that GTA 6 wasn't going to come out until 2025. A recent leak hasn't necessarily confirmed, but has just about giving it away that there's actually a very good chance we could see this game next year.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, that we're going to get it in a whole year early than what we thought. So people are starting to say that the release date could be anywhere between April 1st of next year and March 31st of 2025. And this is based off of interviews with Take-Two Interactive, because they kind of fucked up. So.
Nice.
Super exciting news, though, man.
That'd be so sweet if that came out next year.
Oh, my God, dude. The amount of just hype around this game. They estimate, they think that this game, just because of not only how big like Grand Theft Auto 5 has gotten, but like just how big Rockstar in general has gotten, even with just like Red Dead Redemption 2 and stuff. Yeah. They think that GTA 6 will bring in the first 30 days of the release, they think they will be able to bring in close to $1 billion in revenue.
Jeez.
In 30 days. That's what they're estimating with how much activity there is on like social media accounts and their current revenue sources with GTA 5 and all this other stuff. Yeah, that's pretty insane.
Huge.
$1 billion in one month.
I mean, because how much, I mean, obviously, well, Robert, how much has Grand Theft Auto 5 made?
$7.7 billion.
God, that's crazy.
And it, it brings in about $2.5 million a day on GTA Online. It's insanity, dude.
It's been out for 10 years, almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years in September, right? And it's it's still making that much.
Yeah,
man, that's crazy. Yeah.
And you know, Grand Theft Auto fans, they are getting a little stir crazy. Everyone just wanted something, man. Just something that GTA 6 was out there, right? That it was in the works, that it was being made. Right. People were going nuts. And now they're finally starting to get stuff, and people are just excited now, right? And all of the anger has kind of gone away. But you know, in what this week's video is going to be on, is surprisingly, man, a video game community that... What was that?
Fireworks.
Oh. Is a video game community... I thought like someone fell... I thought like your roommate fell down the stairs and you were just like... Keep recording.
Yeah, I wouldn't have like made a face or done anything if that happened. I would have just been like, another day at my house.
Which nah, Gage has fireworks. A spiral staircase, everyone. So it wouldn't be a very good silent tumble.
Oh, no. No. And no. It would rattle everything. It's all steel. And yeah. You would know it.
Friday's video, though, man, is based on a video game and the video game community that is not as like supportive as the Rockstar fans. Okay. And they tend to butt heads a lot, apparently, man. I didn't know this much about, I guess, this community, but apparently people that like life simulation games are not they're kind to each other in certain aspects, but that it's actually a hostile environment for some odd reason.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Why can't we all just love each other? We all just love video games. What's the big deal?
I don't know. If you go online and you look up videos about life simulation communities, the best part about it, man, is the irony of it all. Okay. And I came across all these YouTube videos during my research, and it's all of these people that are like hardcore bitching videos about the community and how hostile it is. And I'm sitting here, I'm just like, you're bitching about the people that are bitching. You're bitching about bitchers. Bitching.
You're just a bunch of bitching bitches.
And I'm not even joking, you Gage. I had to click through like 12 videos because there were people complaining so goddamn hard about life simulation games and stuff. And it was just like, I can't even, I'm trying to find like useful information. And it's literally just people like ranting, dude, ranting really? So hard. Yeah. Oh my God.
Why?
I will send you one video, Gage, for you to watch maybe tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
And it's just these people just going off, dude, just going off so hard. And it's crazy, man. These videos, they have like 300,000 views and shit. I'm really? Like, who's watching this junk, man? If that's what people want, I'll go online and bitch for 30 minutes and just rant about garbage. If that's what you
want
to hear.
Right,
if that's
really what you want. Yeah. I can find stuff to talk about.
I can find shit to bitch about. Trust me. That's not a problem. There's plenty of stuff out there. So, yeah. Very interesting, though. I didn't realize this. I didn't make the video sound that harsh. The video is very positive. Don't worry for those listeners. It's not me bitching by any means.
We're not here to start fights or ruffle too many feathers. Just a few.
No. My video is it's all positivity for the most part. It was just interesting in my research and trying to build this video for people. How negative I found this community to be. In which it's kind of cool, man, in a sense, because it also like guided me in a direction of like, well, I know to never create content ever about life simulation games. I will never go down that road now.
Just stay away from it.
I will 1000% stay away from it because of how incredibly hostile it is. But have you ever found anyone online with Grand Theft Auto series being like, GTA 5 sucks ass. It's about San Andreas. Fuck you. Can't even believe you'd say GTA 5 is good. This is bullshit. GTA 4, that's where it's at, bro. You know, gang signs. Like, there's none of that.
Gang signs.
Gang signs.
No, I mean, yeah, you're right. Now, I mean, you're going to have some discussions and stuff on Reddit about why maybe one game's better than the others. But I think for the most part, in terms of gaming, I think there is a lot of respect for what other people like. Unless, you know, for the most part, I think there's definitely some hatred towards, you know, like mobile gamers, that kind of stuff, that think they're gamers. But yeah, I think for the most part, like people who just game to have fun, whatever, nobody's really criticizing too much. Like, ugh, the game's trash. You're a fucking idiot for playing it. You know?
Yeah. No, trust me. I'm going to send you some videos, man, that I found earlier that it is just unbelievable. Unfucking believable, man. You're going to love this garbage. You want to talk about some garbage TV, man. This is like going and watching the Kardashians or something. You know? it's a section of YouTube you didn't even know existed.
It's a dark place.
Yeah, for good reason, too. So that's all I got. What do you got?
Nothing, man. That's pretty much it. Kind of out of the loop with a lot of stuff, so.
Perfect. Gage, unfortunately, everyone is just he is slammed at work. So, you know, all the love and support you guys can give us on YouTube to get Gage out of his 9-to-5 job.
It's more like a 6-to-6 job.
6-to-6 job. Hell yeah. Love that.
6 days used to a be week. There. It's a 6-to-6 job. 6 months a year. No. 6 days a week. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 6 days barf. A week, 6 months out of the year. So,
barf. Barf city. Well, thank you for joining, everyone. We definitely appreciate it. Be sure to go and check out the YouTube channel as it slowly grows. We're releasing more content. A lot of our content is starting to be focused more around retro games and how it relates to New Age Day games and stuff. A little bit of back history. And
gaming history.
Gaming history. Yep. Try and bring back those good old childhood memories like we did today on the podcast and relating it to some of the newest video games coming out. So be sure to check it out if you haven't. And that's all we got for you. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Later.